Dictation for James Ludwig, L U D as in David, W I C K, December 8th, 38, addresses a letter to Tricia, T R I C I A, Lawton, L A W T O N, 953 5153. Dear Mrs. Lawton, a follow up for Mr. Ludwig, who has advanced renal failure, obstructive uropathy, prior bladder cancer, metastatic to the lungs, hypertension. Last visit was in November. We saw him in person, given recent events. Kidney function has worsened. He was evaluated in the emergency room because of some vertigo, did not require admission, and negative CT scan of the brain. Recently has been dealing with tooth decay, requiring antibiotics, a course of amoxicillin, and then clindamycin. Recently has a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. Dr. Sahai ordered that to follow up about lung metastasis, which is completely resolved. However, now he found a new right-sided severe hydronephrosis. He's known to have bladder prostate cancer with extensive resection, creation of a new bladder, an ileal pouch. This has also problems of emptying for what he has a catheter place, which is exchanged every 6 to 8 weeks. There has been no recent infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. He denies any abdominal pain or back discomfort. Weight and appetite is stable. No vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No gross edema. Denies chest pain, palpitation, orthopnea, PND, or oxygen. I review medications. Presently, sodium bicarbonate, atenolol, vitamin D125, and the antibiotics as indicated above, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 134/56 on the right-sided. He has an opening AV fistula on the left brachial area. Mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no neck masses, lungs distant clear, neural wishes consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial rap gallop, ileal pouch on the right side, no distension rebound guarding ascites, no major peripheral edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, few days ago, February 26, anemia 9.7, normal platelet count, creatinine worse up to 5.4, baseline is in the middle threes, present GFR 10, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 134, normal calcium, troponin not elevated. This blood test was done in the emergency room at the time of evaluation for vertigo. The CT scan, I reviewed this with the patient and wife, shows moderate to severe right-sided hydronephrosis, a mild degree of left-sided hydroc, which is known to the patient, prior ureteral stent that eventually was removed. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, obstructive uropathy, progressive. Next number, new onset of moderate to severe right-sided hydronephrosis. I call Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. This is a new finding comparing to a prior CAT scan 2021. He is going to proceed. He is going to get interventional radiologist for nephrostomy until he's able to place a cystoscopy and retrograde stent. Excuse me, scope of the ileal pouch and a retrograde stent. Next number, CKD stage 5. At the same time, however, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. We will monitor chemistries once above procedures are accomplished. Next number, open AV fistula ready to be used, left side the brachial area. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, history of bladder cancer metastatic to the lymph, which is not active based on the CAT scan. Next number, malanemia without external bleeding, does not require treatment, is not symptomatic. We will update iron studies and potential EPO treatment. Next number, continued treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, presently normal potassium, previously high. We discussed about restricted potassium phosphorus in the diet. Next paragraph, all questions answered. End of dictation.